So we want to do a after show time?
We could do a little bit. Don't have to commit to a
full. Sure, why not?
I could tell you guys a little bit more about the Reddit meetup. I just linked a picture. If you go to username Ronald McPaul on Reddit, I think there's a comment of me recently saying, as promised, and that's a link to all the San Francisco pictures. And Shiny, Rutto, and I, and one other volunteer, so right in the middle.
Is the other volunteer a Redditor? I guess. Oh, yeah, of course he is.
She is, actually.
She. Okay. So I'm asking really dumb questions, which means it's after show time, folks.
No, shut off. That's not a bad assumption to think that it'd be a male.
I asked if they were a Redditor at a Reddit meetup.
Oh, yeah, that's a little bit weird. Unless I brought him there. Her.
Was it general Reddit or a subgroup?
General Reddit. Shiny, being the authoritarian that she was kind of disappointed that it wasn't well organized, or, you know, in terms of what subreddit was which place. I told her, I think it's pretty clear because, you know, a little while ago, somebody just started sparking up a bowl right in front of me. And I was like, oh, I'm on our trees. Makes sense.
Yeah. People just pull out their dicks and start grabbing the dick to their left. Is that circle jerk?
Or space dicks. I wasn't sure which one I was on. So I just tried to play the
part. Depends on if like horses were involved, then it'd be space dicks.
That would be bronies or something.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, definitely bronies.
I tried to get a movement for people to say brony instead of cheese. It was hard to do. It's like trying to start the wave at a concert. There was like 200 people there. What does that look like? I can't really. I would lose at a game where you have to guess the number of M&Ms in the jar. So hard to say.
Guys should have done a drum circle. Non-masks and occupied San Francisco.
In San Francisco, you have everything. Every meetup is actually a drum circle.
Gotcha. I've never been.
There's a wider range of ages here than I would have expected.
Yeah, it was relatively diverse. One guy that Rudd and I were talking to was a little bit older, said he had started, I don't know if it was a subreddit or just a site for, like, you know, SF jobs and stuff. And I didn't even realize that the San Francisco subreddit was as active.
It's all hipsters, so of course they're using Reddit.
It's all hipsters. And what's great, too, is I was just able, you know, with Reddit there, I was just able to brag about him to people. I'm like, this guy is actually legendary on Reddit. Like, you guys think that you may have funny posts and you have good lolcats and stuff, but Pyramide, have you seen any of the, there was a recent post, but are you familiar with some of the throwaway O? He hasn't been posting too much in AnCapstan recently, but he's kind of notorious. He used to go there all the time and say, and kind of show people, you know, this is me putting status to shame en masse. And it would be some of the most, you know, like him or hate him. He was one of the more attention grabbing Redditors to ever show.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I actually have seen some of his stuff. I just don't really remember the user.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of, he's got his own distinctive style. One person there was saying, like, oh, I want my, it was kind of adorable, actually. I want my first post to be special. I made an account, you know, but I, you know, people are going to know what I'm saying. I don't want to get flamed. I'll just up and down vote for now. And I was like, it's really not that bad. You know, I piss people off sometimes. I don't usually try to. Sometimes I do. But this guy right here, and Pyron, if you're thinking correctly, the right guy, oh, there he goes. He's in the chat now. You know, he's got the most of it, and it's not that bad. And of course, he's able to pull up on his S3 Galaxy phone, like, some of his most recent things. It's somebody in San Francisco just yelling at him, just accusing him. The nerve of you to say that the roads in San Francisco aren't pristine. Like, you just need to learn to drive around them or something. Like, you know, a cliche, you know, there will be no roads, who will build them kind of conversation. That's a good way to introduce people. And he did drive the car. I got to see Kit, the full scale Knight Rider vehicle.
With the scanning lights, or had they been removed by the state officials?
I think he got a ticket in the amount of about 600 Helicopter Ben fun bucks for impersonating an officer and other things.
Helicopter Ben fun bucks? That is fantastic.
But yes, he's saying in the chat that I was pointing at you. Yes, I saw the scanner you aimed right at me, and it warmed my heart. The scanner going left to right. It's like you can tell the car thinks and feels. So good. And it never ceases to amaze me how the weather is always cold in San Francisco and always foggy, regardless of what it is in other parts of the San Francisco Bay Area. It's like 90 degrees, running the fan all day, and I drive in, it's like just freezing my ass off. Yeah, the park does have kind of shitty weather.
So we just need to turn the park into like three states or something, just expand it outwards, and we still solve global warming.
That's a good status solution.
Yeah.
Or just ask the hipsters. I mean, the hipsters and the Chinese are the ones who actually control the weather.
Are there any Chinese hipsters?
Would
that be like overlord of the weather?
Yes.
Or do they negate each other?
I think we saw some. What do you think, Retta?
Like matter and antimatter. Does that just blow up?
No, they definitely exist. They definitely exist. There's every variety of hipster in the city. I'm curious a little bit. Pyromind Precast, we were talking about some of the style. Is at your high school, is hipster attire big? Is it more preppy Connecticut stuff, or does it span the gamut?
Hick is pretty popular at my school. Like wannabe
straw
redneck.
Coming out of the mouth?
Yeah, you know, like the boot cut jeans with the boot that has cow shit on them. You know, that's pretty popular.
Is this like as a, you're joking, is it incidental style, or is this like a well choreographed, like I paint the poo on it, you know, before school for 2 hours?
Most people, actually, it's just the normal, like, oh, I'm dressing up like a hick. I want to look like I'm some farmer. And then there also is the contingency of people who actually farm and actually come in with like, cow shit all over their clothes because they were just farming.
Well, it's a good thing we have daylight savings and an agrarian time schedule.
Oh, yeah. Makes such a difference.
Otherwise, we'd be starving and there would be no roads whatsoever for Kit.
It reminds me of that commercial. I guess it was like a UK commercial or something. Or maybe it was Swedish. I think it was a Swedish commercial. Remember it was posted to ANCAP where it's like, if you don't have taxes or something, then you won't have roads.
Oh, you're right. Like, it was a Swedish PSA. And it was saying like, yeah, it actually was conveying like, it was moralizing the need for paying taxes and like reminding people that, you know, of our civic duty. And yes, indeed, at the end, they showed you like overpasses that were being overrun by tumbleweeds and stuff. And you're like, oh, good to know. That's why I don't voluntarily pay taxes.
So just a regular day in Arizona, basically? Overpasses,
yes.
Being overrun by tumbleweed? I don't know if you've ever been there. There is tumbleweed, and it is exactly how it is depicted in Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, and it's a shock to see. You're like, that was good. Now, where is the Roadrunner and the TNT and the Acme store?
Roadrunner, definitely. Meep, meep. Whatever it is. I think that's a pretty bad Roadrunner impression right there. But so what I can do on a budget.
So Pyromind, you're not too far from New Hampshire. Have you thought anything about the Free State Project?
Yeah, I've actually discussed it with my dad before because he always talks about getting out of Connecticut, how he hates Connecticut, the taxes are too high. I just hate Connecticut because there's nothing to do here, but I've thought about New Hampshire a lot. It's a great state. It'd be really interesting. Unfortunately, I know I'm pretty much going to go end up living in Utah, but if he moves, he could very well end up in New Hampshire, and I'll definitely bug him to get into the Free State Project and everything.
Now, why Utah? What's going on there?
I just love the state. The mountains are amazing, and I plan on going to University of Utah, and then just I'll end up in like Salt Lake City area afterwards. Yeah.
He wants to join a polygamous sect.
You know my secret.
Shh. Don't. Is that LDL spoiling all the secrets? What was your other secret from our conversation? You're the one that figures out how to cram all that gram into every box of Golden Graham cereal.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I actually wrote it wrong. I went back and looked at the thread, and I was like, how do you gram all that cram? I was like, that still works. That's just one thing.
I thought that was intentional.
I thought so, too. Usually it would be. That's one of the things that I remember, I find, that burn in my memory bank even more than status trivia fun time, a.k.a. history class stuff, is TV commercials for cereal. Like, that stuff is so unforgettable. Like, those marketers know what they're doing.
Clovers and balloons, popsicles right? And those red balloons.
That's the only thing that sticks from your childhood. I mean, not the high school, well, like childhood.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Don't even get me started on SpongeBob.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
He killed the last person who talked about SpongeBob.
Let's take this nation and push it somewhere else.
How about Somalia? That's a good place to go.
There we go.
And how about your folks, Paramine? Where are they politically?
My parents are both pretty conservative. I get into arguments with my dad every so often because while he is kind of lightening up on the whole social side, becoming a little bit more socially liberal, he's very much the kind of person to kind of be like, oh, well, that law is stupid. We shouldn't have some... it's hard to find an example, but they're very much conservative.
And how do they look at you? What do they think about your changing attitudes?
My parents, for the most part, both think I'm rather naive. It doesn't help. My sister is actually... she likes to say that she's an anarcho-capitalist. Unfortunately, she doesn't... she's never really dived into the theory at all. So when she starts talking about it, it's painful. It sounds like she's one of those bomb-throwing anarchists. So I sadly have the association with her. But, largely...
that's cute, though. She's like... She kind of refers to it as like a little vanity plate thing. Like, yeah, I'm an ANCAP. She's proud, yeah. She's proud of her younger brother. She's like, oh, he stumbled on some cool stuff. I'll just kind of put this on my sash and talk about it.
Yeah, that's the one thing. And for the most part, like, my dad argues with me when I talk about, oh, like, we shouldn't... when I'm basically going the more extremist, there's no reason for government to be involved in this or that or this. And he'll be like, oh, well, they need to... a great example was like military stuff. I'm always very much, oh, the military shouldn't be doing that. The military shouldn't be doing that. I find issue with the military doing drone strikes in other countries. And he's like, well, why not? It's right. They're killing our enemies. And I'm just like, yeah.
We're fighting them over there, so we don't have to fight them here.
Exactly.
Well, if
to protect our freedoms.
If it's any consolation when... eternally gonna have to remind me, early in the year he came on the deer hunter. Why am I blanking on his name? He was
That guy. Yeah,
Robert De Niro.
No.
no,
we need to get him next though. But
oh my god,
what are you talking about?
Logan Rose does all his videos and he looks like he's fighting Logan, like Rose? Is that right? What
Larkin Rose, is that the guy?
Larkin Rose, yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'm sorry. But he came on and he was saying that there is still hope. Like, he had, I guess, neoconish parents, but like he said that in their 70s, he got them to kind of unplug. He got them to go full on anarchist, and it was kind of a slow process, but he said that, you know, they actually got there, as if, you know, presumptuously assuming that there, you know, it's the correct way to be. But yeah, I mean, I'm there with my parents too. My dad will be like, blah, 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 you know, very conservative, like uncomfortable with a lot of social things. Like, it sounds like you were hinting at, Pyro, he also says, like, you know, he'll rant about the government's this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't like the government, you know, probably don't need it. And he's like, there's no response. He just kind of looks at you like, you know, you said something rude, or like, what are you crazy? You can't have no government. But it was this, he has no arguments in favor of it. Like, he's just not used to somebody being in favor of less government.
A lot of the conservatives get uncomfortable when people out anti-state them.
Yeah, it's like the rug got pulled under them. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's very true.
Pyro, what about the latest NSA stuff? Have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, he did bring that up.
Yeah, the brief discussions I've had with it's mostly been like, well, I told you so. He didn't want to listen. And he's all up in arms over it, so.
It's amazing how many conservatives are defending it. It's just...
I was listening today for the first time because I was...
Yeah, the biggest thing that I always say, my dad would actually... The one thing that I did to him, though, is I go, well, if we had a Republican president right now, would you be so up in arms against this? And it's just like one of those things. I think there's a lot more conservatives against it right now.
Yeah, I agree.
And because like that happens so much where, like, think about all the anti-war left. Where did they go now that Obama's the president?
Yep.
Oh, it's definitely the case. If you look at what
kind of approval ratings pre and post this fiasco based on political party, and this is something that Rutto posted, and we were discussing it during the Reddit meetup. We brought it up just to think, but you know, just seeing what people thought of things, kind of broaching the subject of what our favorite subreddit is and what our views are. And yeah, before, a few years ago, it was very much Democrats who were, you know, against it, or they're less likely to have an approval rating versus Republicans. And then it kind of swung after this happens under an Obama administration, where all of a sudden, okay, instead of now the Democratic Party, I don't know, remember the exact numbers, but they, instead of being 30%, now they're like 60%. And then, you know, Republicans are like, okay, instead of 54, we're down at 30. You know, it's, and then I think Rutto titled it aptly, like tribalism, and it just, all it was those numbers, and you just kind of infer for yourself.
Yep, sounds about right. I was going to mention, for the first time in a long time, I turned on the radio because I was just a little bored driving back from work, and I wanted to listen to what the conservative talk radio was going on about just for a little bit, and I tuned into this just as Rand Paul was on Hannity, which, you know, is one of the few cases where I might be able to discern some sort of sense out of the words that are coming out of their mouths, because Rand Paul at least makes some sense, as much of a status as he is. So, you know, I was listening to what they were saying, and it was interesting to hear Hannity, who is a raging neocon, go ahead and kind of display some serious concerns about Fourth Amendment rights. I was like, are these guys serious? Because, you know, they weren't concerned about this when we had the Patriot Act come up. They weren't concerned about this when we had, you know, the NDAA stuff come up. These guys are just clowns, and it's all about political points. I can't believe people actually take this seriously. And it all is like, it's a choreographed dance to me. It really feels like, it's like, you know, you can see the strings of the puppet.
Duck season, rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season.
Yeah, my favorite example is Glenn Beck. Oh, geez.
Do you have an image in your mind of him screaming or getting up on with a chalkboard, or what's that jar in your memory now?
When I was in middle school, I literally would come home and watch him and actually be like, wow, this guy's really cool, and just like him at the chalkboard and just being himself. His, I don't even know how to describe him, but, and I was like, yeah, this is so cool. And then I just realized, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's one thing that I can even kind of leaves like a salty taste in my mouth, just looking back and being like, oh, it's kind of embarrassing. It's great when your views are changing, but like, say your parents or your family like sees your view changing, and you're like so dead fast on, you know, for me, for example, I used to be like, oh yeah, all these economic arguments for like public goods and externalities and what, you know, whatever the jargon is, but yeah, we totally need subsidies for things that are underrepresented, because like it was an idea that like I bought and it made sense for the while. I was able to explain it, and then all of a sudden now I'm like, I don't believe that. It just makes me like, it feels like it takes away to be like, okay, my view changed, but it's still, I still value my current one.
Oh, it's pretty bad, but that was actually fun. Nah, I think it was fun. But it's amazing. This is like what people actually listen to, is what they get their opinions from. It's hard to, how do you break that? And I think the first thing we need to do is just hop on people who are just disgusted with everything. You know, that's the first thing, is people need to be fed up with the way things are before you can reach them. And that's why I'm kind of.
But then you just get into this, like, these negative spirals, though, right? Like, and a lot of this stuff. I mean, to the degree I see you're right. Like,
you should be a positivist, though, which is like, yeah, you know, doesn't it suck? You know, you feel really down and out now because you feel powerless and everything sucks and both parties are bad and there's no good solutions that you can see. But ta-da, look what we have. This is a solution that really works. It can work. It's well thought out, and we're a bunch of really positive, you know, nonviolent people. You know, check this out. You're almost like an angel descending from the sky, but instead of a halo, you have a monocle.
That's true. For me, I think the biggest value in it is because it's so hard to, you know, affect any societal change as one individual. I mean, that's goes without saying. It's not like you should think that you are useless as an individual, but in terms of like thinking, like, you know, and from a from the way that you're taught to, from history textbooks, that you are a king and societies are at the whim of one person, and maybe one day if you play your cards right, you'll be the president. You'll be that person.
Everybody in this room will grow up to be president of the United States of America.
I am America, and so can you. But the just the I don't know. It's almost like a Zen state, or just like a more healthy perspective. You know, totally disregarding everything that'll do for society or those better implications. Just from the perspective of inside my own brain, can I see the world in a way that makes more sense, or a way that doesn't just make me uneasy, or just doesn't seem to fit? I'm constantly wrestling with it. That way has value, and that's the funnest thing for me to share. To be like, oh, hey, guess what? That's all bogus. Don't worry about it. The reason it doesn't make sense is because it doesn't make sense.
So I think it's about, what is it, 11:30 p.m., so 23:30 Statist time.
Statist time. Eastern Statist time.
Eastern Statist time. So I'm ready to call it a night. You guys, you want to call it a night?
Yeah, I think so. Got to get up pretty early.
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for joining us once again. You know, I hope you had a good time, and I'll see you around the Reddit tubes.
Yeah, I had a great time, so thanks a lot, guys. It was great to have, like, this whole discussion and everything.
Yeah, good man. Conversation. Good luck to you, sir.
You know where to find us.
Yep.
All right. Night, everybody. Always good a night. Clean estate.
Night.